KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
The Border Management Authority says it's stepping up its efforts to detect and intercept any illegal import of pesticides into South Africa. BMA Commissioner Michael Masiabato says this is specifically for Aldicarb, which is a banned substance in South Africa, as well as Turbiforce,
which is a similar harmful substance posing significant risk to human life. The instructions include increased vigilance as well as guidelines for recognizing the substance, common physical characteristics, packaging methods, and potential smuggling concealment tactics.
With the spike in foodborne illnesses, the BMA says it's instructed its biosecurity experts to implement strict protocols at all borders. Traces of a chemical used to kill insects were found on samples of food sold at two spaza shops in Naledi in Soweto, where six children died a few months ago. The ANC's National Working Committee is meeting with KZN's leadership in Gauteng this morning. Reports indicate the meeting has been called over the province's performance in the May elections. There's also speculation the Provincial Executive Committee might be dissolved. Newswatch's Anastasi Mohobu reports from Boksburg.
The ANC had a poor showing in the May elections, failing to secure a national majority and falling below the 50% mark for the first time. In KZN, the party's support fell to 17%, mainly due to the rise of former President Jacob Zuma's Umkhonto we Sizwe party. This led to calls for the dissolution of provincial leadership structures. However, KZN Provincial Secretary Beki Mtolo insists that ANC National Executive Committee, led by President Cyril Ramaphosa and Secretary General Fikile Mbalula, should share responsibility for the party's poor performance at the polls. Anastasi Mukhovu in Boksburg.
Three men suspected of stealing livestock are expected to line up in the dock at the Vryheid Magistrates Court today. They were arrested at Mondlo in northern KZN last week. The provincial SAPS's Robert Netsiunda says the trio was found with the carcasses of four cattle. He says the cows were reported stolen from a kraal in the area.
A team comprising of crime prevention and community service inter police officers conducted an operation at Madresini area. The suspects, aged 27, 38, and 39 years old, were due to appear on charges of possession of suspected stolen cattle and stock theft.
And at least 56 people have been killed in a stampede at a football match in Guinea. That's according to officials. The top story this hour, the Border Management Authority says it's stepping up its efforts to detect and intercept any illegal import of pesticides into South Africa. With this spike in foodborne illnesses, the BMA says it's instructed its biosecurity experts to implement strict protocols at all borders. Go to ecr.co.za for the latest news. For Newswatch, I'm Dina Mpahlele.